You know tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Six words right there. What's the story? Well, a lot of people got to prepare for Valentine's Day. We've got a collection of six-word memoirs from you on love and lost. Six-word beginnings that leave us just dying for knowing the rest of the story. Check this story out from Reese Shad from Carmel, New York.
Distinct possibility. This is a dream.
Ah, Reese joins us from Carmel. Is it a dream? You're not dreaming right now. You're on the radio.
If it's a dream, I'm at the controls, so it's one of those great flying dreams.
So is this a commentary on a spectacular relationship, or was something horrible happening and you wished you'd wake up?
No, it's a spectacular relationship that happened after a horrible childhood. Met her when I was 15 years old, and it's going on 34 years now.
No kidding. So when did you first have this thought that there's a distinct possibility this is a dream?
When I asked her to marry me, and it took her 4 days to answer through tears. she was not so sure that this was what the guy she wanted to let go of, but at the same time, she wasn't sure I deserved her. and after several days of that, she finally said yes, and that's when it became, you know, am I going to wake up? Is this all just some fantasy? And it's been that way ever since.
So childhood sweethearts. Got married at 19. What else is going on?
Well, we've got kids and grandkids as of last year. And it's just been all these years of literally making love. Like defining what love could be.
Man, Reese.
It's glorious.
I think it's safe to say at this point that there's almost no possibility that you're dreaming.
I do hope you're right, John.
All right. His story, Distinct Possibility, This is a Dream, Reese Shad from Carmel, New York. Congratulations and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, John.
Here's a final story in six words, but the backstory first. A good friend of mine has a torrid affair over a year with a married woman he met at a public radio conference. She was Catholic. He was Jewish. She wanted to leave her husband, but couldn't walk out. She hoped her husband would just find out and kick her out. But when he did find out, he only became more committed to keeping the marriage together and would never agree to a divorce. My friend continued to see this love of his life, Catholic guilt swooning over a curmudgeonly Jewish radio producer dedicated to sybaritic pleasures. It was a roller coaster ride of incredible highs and bottomless lows, he writes, passionate declarations of love, Catholic guilt at deceiving her husband, fights about nothing. She gained respect for me as one who could stand up to her, one of the very few. Furtive meetings in New York, Philadelphia, San Diego. After her husband found the trail of breadcrumbs and exchanges of letters, emails, and gifts, he extracted a promise from her not to see me again. Our final meeting was at the same public radio conference a year later in San Diego. I followed her around like a wounded puppy begging for scraps of attention. When I dropped her off at the airport, her last words, maybe someday someone will dump me. Six words from legendary radio producer and our friend Larry Josephson. In retrospect, our love would never have lasted. She cooked with hamburger helper, he told me. Share your six-word memoir at Twitter using the hashtag #SixWords. I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway.